USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The House will dive into its first week of work Monday morning with bills to cut the Internal Revenue Service funding and investigate economic competition from China. Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, is now Speaker of the House after a lengthy election process proving democracy is alive and well in America.
With love for this country and charity for each other, let us now take our oath and be worthy of the office on which we are about to enter. God bless everybody in this chamber, and God bless America.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is asking President Biden to make an emergency declaration after a series of deadly storms poured much-needed water onto the Golden State. As the National Weather Service warned, the most potent system will arrive today.
We're anticipating some very intense weather coming in, and that's the imperative that we're trying to express here, is the seriousness of purpose in terms of just being safe and being thoughtful.
The Democrat governor describes the lives lost from recent storms.
In the last 10 days, 12 people have lost their lives to these floods. 12 people. Again, more than have lost their lives, civilians, that is, to wildfires in the last 2 years.
Two snowmobilers who were in a recreation area near the town of Winter Park, Colorado, were buried by an avalanche and killed on Saturday. The body of a 58-year-old man from northern Colorado was recovered Saturday. Recovery efforts continued Sunday, and the body of a second man, a 52-year-old, was found before 11 a.m. local time. The sheriff's office said that the avalanche was the second fatal one of the season in the county. Colorado avalanches kill about 6 people on average every year. College football's national championship game will take place this evening to determine the best in the land. Texas Christian University out of Fort Worth, Texas, and the Georgia Bulldogs will play in Los Angeles, California. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great healthcare. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In Ohio, the teachers union has reached a tentative deal with the Akron Board of Education, averting a strike that was set to begin today. A news release from the school district spokesperson Mark Williamson said the deal is for 3 years. No other details of the deal were released Sunday night. It must be ratified by a union vote and also approved by the Board of Education. The Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada is all about the latest and greatest technology and what it has to offer. But there's also a place for the flops of the year.
You might call it the Wall of Shame, but here they're calling it the Gallery of Flops. Tech products that went nowhere. You may remember the Zune MP3 player, the Nokia N-Gage, which was a phone and gamer all-in-one, the Google TV remote, which had about 100 buttons on it and controllers, and then one of the more famous flops of all time, the Nintendo Wii. The object of this wall is to get you to use a site called prelaunch.com to validate your product so you don't end up on this wall. In Las Vegas, I'm Rich Johnson.
China's military said it carried out military exercises around Taiwan that focused on land and sea assaults, the second such drill in less than a month. The People's Liberation Army's Eastern Theater Command said in a statement late Sunday that its forces had organized joint combat readiness patrols and actual combat drills in the sea and airspace around Taiwan. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.